The man who was voted the fan of the year for the Eagles, Matt Auerbach, and he's here. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Angela, how you doing?
Matt, how did you win this? All these great fans, and you're number one this year. How'd you do it?
I got no idea, man. I've got no idea. No. This was a contest. Honestly, this is the third year they've ever done this, which I didn't even realize this existed. I've been a season ticket holder since 2003, since the Eagles moved to the Link.
Good.
And I get emails from them. I got an email asking for people to apply to be on their fan advisory board. So I applied to the fan advisory board and didn't get it, unfortunately.
Okay.
But then they took my application, got in touch with my wife and the secretary where I work. And they behind the scenes, you know, put forward an application for the fan of the year. I'm a school principal, so
how cool is that?
Yeah.
So the school knows that their principal is the fan of the year.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, I got to know this. So Matt, what are you guys doing? Are there going to be like a pep rally at your school? What's going to happen before the Eagles game?
Well, every Friday before the game, we do a big Eagles chant. I get my a friend of mine, our custodian, Big Mike, in the room. We get the whole school, we do a live Zoom meeting every single morning for the morning announcements, and we just get the entire school to do, you know, the E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, just creating a lot of spirit, just to create that connection and bond and community here at the school. When they go to the Super Bowl, we're going to have to do something really special. But up until that point, we're just going to keep rocking with the morning announcements and doing that Eagles chant.
What's the name of the school?
It's Mount Pleasant Elementary School. It's in Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, how cool. Matt, I just wanted to make sure that parents are handing down their love of the Eagles from generation to generation. Are these little kids big Eagle fans?
Yeah, that's been a big part of my story, too. My dad was he passed away literally 2 months after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. He took me to the games for years. And I have a son who's 10 who plays flag football, and that's been a part of my story, is this legacy of, you know, passing down the love of the Eagles. And I'll say this, one of the things that made me proudest this year is I had a parent who came to me, two Giants fans, the parents were, and the parent came to me, he's like, look, I got a bone to pick with you. You've converted my daughter to an Eagles fan. Thanks to your chance and Eagles spirit and everything.
No, Matt, that makes you fan of the converting is hard. Most people don't give in to that.
Yeah.
Now, do you have kids?
I do. Yeah, I have a son and a daughter. Yeah, a 13-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son.
Are they big Eagle fans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, my daughter, not so much. I would take her to the games, but my son is a huge Eagles fan. I took him to Washington to the away game. I take him to about four home games so far. He went in the tunnel with me at the New Orleans game. I mean, he's just a huge fan. Just loves the Eagles. Probably knows more about, you know, the statistics than I do, even. It's just,
all right,
it's
but
awesome.
Were your parents, was your dad or is your dad a big Eagles fan?
Well, he passed away.
Yeah. That's right. You said that right after the Super Bowl. He must have been a huge fan, though, right,
Matt? Huge. I mean, he was a season ticket holder at that stadium. I grew up watching the Eagles with my older brother. Just an enormous fan. And, you know, he went to the Super Bowl. He took me to the Super Bowl in Jacksonville. Just a huge Eagles fan, and just passed that love on to me. And yeah, that's just been one way that I try to create positive spirit, you know, here at the school. It's great. I mean, I've been a huge Eagles fan, and you know, for them to sort of recognize me, I don't know. I know there are many deserving people, you know, out there, and a lot of the Dirty 30 that I hear about. And I actually want to enter in the contest if you're still taking entries for the biggest contributor over the last 30 years.
Oh, yes, yes, you could certainly. Well, are you going to the game, Matt?
Which game? The Super Bowl?
No, this game.
No, the game Saturday. Which game? You're the Eagle fan of the year.
Hey, he wants to be
you're
in the
already
Novacare
going.
Suite,
You'd
you
rather
got...
be in the suite. All right, give me a top contributor, Matt.
Eagles Shirley.
Eagles Shirley. How did we wait this long?
What's that?
Yeah, she's spectacular.
How has she not been named yet? I was afraid somebody would mention her because she embodies the spirit, the energy, the knowledge, the love and passion for the Eagles no other. I mean, it's hands down.
Matt, last
Eagles
thing.
Yeah.
You are the fan of the year. You represent the Eagles.
Yeah.
I need you to lead us right now in an Eagle cheer. Just a cheer. I need it now, Matt.
Ready?
Yep.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
It's a fine cheer. Matt, congratulations. Stay online. Eagles, Shirley, how do you leave her out? Here's where we are on the list. I'm going to just remove Didinger and Brookshire because Didinger's still here, and Brookshire was not a contributor. He was the man.
He was the show.
He hired us. So here's what we got. Marcus Hayes, Merrill Reese, Billy King, Kenny from the Dirty 30, Stan the Pooh Bah, Hollis Thomas and his mom. I believe her name was
Caroline, right.
Levi from Overbrook and Eagle Shirley. None of the major guests that we bring on to provide insight, Al, have been named yet.
Mm.
And other than Marcus, no other co-hosts have been named. Hello to 1-5.